You slept through your alarm, missed the train, and your breakfast sandwich cold. Sounds like you could use some luck.
I'm Victoria Cash, and Lucky Land is where people go every day to get lucky. At Lucky Land, you can play over 100 casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Go to LuckyLandSlots.com and get lucky today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors. You want to keep it real.
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Goddess Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the hardest working man in show business, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. Okay, if you're listening to Music is the Love Language, and you're like, oh man, I hear Advice from a Fuckboy. It's a crossover episode. The crossover. Like, if y'all listen to this podcast, if you know what the crossover is, you know what the crossover is, right? You know what the crossover is. You can't tell me. You don't know what the crossover is if you're listening to Music is the Love Language. Come on, let me refresh your memory real quick. The crossover. All right. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Okay, I'm being corny. Long story short, though, I'm doing a crossover episode. So if you're listening to Music is the Love Language, I figured that this topic that I'm going to bring up on my podcast, Advice from a Fuckboy, I feel like this will be a great time for people that listen to Advice from a Fuckboy to merge over, you know, and listen to that podcast also, because I talk really good stuff about music. We have great conversations. And then the best part about it is a playlist comes with it every time. So if you listen to Advice from a Fuckboy and you haven't crossed over to my podcast, please do. Also, Music is Love Language. Also, last but not least, this is the last podcast that will not include video. Starting next week, we will have video. The only thing is, it's on Patreon. So what I would like you guys to do is to, if you could do me a favor, subscribe to my Patreon. It's $5. Now, the moment you subscribe to my Patreon, there will be a gift on there. The gift is a pilot that I shot back in July. It is in development now with a network who shall not be named. And you guys are going to see it. It's never going to see the light of day ever, but you're going to see it. It'll be up there. So when you subscribe, you can watch it. Tell me what you think of it. It's a pilot. It's called Parents. And I'll just leave it at that. And if you subscribe, tell me if you fuck with it. That would be really, I would really appreciate it. And it's only $5 a month, all right? So I'm not charging y'all a whole bunch of money, you know, to watch the podcast every month. But I'm going to put out 2 episodes a week. And yeah, so $5. And I'm going to put it, and if you subscribe to the Patreon, you know that you get to see the episode before it comes out the day after. So that's it. And I'm going to stick to it. All right, let's keep it good. Now, oh, and also, if you don't, if I don't stick to my shit, unsubscribe, you know, don't cancel the subscription. No more $5 a month, but I'd appreciate it. All right, let's get into the topic. It's 2022 or 2022, as we would say. And I was sitting around and I was thinking, I'm like, damn, 2002 was 20 years ago. And what made me think of that was I got a little cousin, his birthday is coming up in February. And he was telling me, he's like, yo, Clint, my birthday in February, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yo, when was you born? He said 2002. The motherfucker's about to be 20. 2002. So then I started thinking, and I'm sitting there saying to myself, I remember 2002 very vividly. Today, right now. It's January 7th, 2022. All right, I'm going to timestamp this. Today, I'm sitting, I put on Instagram today on the Advice from a Fuckboy page. I said, yo, what year did y'all graduate high school? And everybody's telling me, most of y'all graduated between 2000 and 2009. Most of y'all. All right, that's the age range. A couple of y'all in the 90s, couple of y'all like 2020. I mean, somebody said 2018. I'm like, damn, nigga, you young as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But I say all that to say, we remember 2002 very, very vividly. And I remember 2002 because I was reflecting on, like, that was a crazy year. Like, my parents broke up in 2002. I got locked up in 2002. I was about 15 years old. I had a girlfriend. Her name was Danielle. She's now married with two kids. Shout out to her. But that was my girl. Like, that was my lady. And I remember, like, what I was doing, though. Like, I remember I was, and I'm not a, at 15, I wasn't a fuckboy, but I was just trying so hard to be cool and be like my friends. You know what I'm saying? Not really wanting to recognize that I was a simp and I was in love with that girl. And I'm not reminiscing on, I don't miss her today. We're still cool to this day. It's nothing like that, right? But I want to give her a playlist. I want to go back in time. I want to explain the songs. I want to give her a playlist when we were 15. I want to give her a playlist. Here's a couple of, and listen, when y'all hear this playlist, y'all be like, oh shit, this really was 2002. I want to give her the playlist and I want to explain why. Nigga, remember this. And I'm not saying that, let's remember that. We remember that song. Y'all, but here's the thing. We know the first couple of notes of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But I remember in 2002, man, like, I these playlists, giving a girl a CD was a thing. Making a mix CD was a thing. You could only put about 16 songs, 17 songs on them joints. You only had 80 minutes. Those Memorex joints, 80 minutes. But I'm going to go through this playlist. All right, and we're going to discuss it on here. And if this is a little bit different from Advice from a Fuckboy, because, you know, I understand we always talk about relationships, blah, 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 blah. But I remember when I was 15, I had a playlist and I wanted to I want y'all to really think back when you was that age. I want to know what you would put on the playlist. I want to know, you know, how would you send your love? Here we go. I'm going to start the playlist off with Ashanti Happy. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah. I'm going to start the playlist off. I'm coming in hot. Nigga said woo when we started off. I'm coming off hot. I'm not going to play every song. It's about 60. I think it's about 70 songs on this motherfucker. Then here's the thing. First of all, I'm going to explain Happy for a second. As a guy, I wasn't a fan of Ashanti when I was 15. I don't think any of us were. You know what I'm saying? But I do remember Terrence Howard being in the video for Foolish. Remember that? See, my days are cold without you. And then Irv Gotti and Ja Rule was telling that nigga, you got to go home. You got to go home. And Terrence Howard didn't talk in that video. Thank God. Why are you over here being foolish, man? Man? Terrence Howard was in that jump. Oh, man. But that was a crazy... I remember Ashanti had a big year that year. I remember all the girls like, yo... And you know, I remember, man, she was cute. She was cute. I mean, she's still fine now. How old is Ashanti? I'm about to look that up. How old is Ashanti? Let me figure that out. Ashanti... How old is she? Ashanti is... She was... Damn. She 41. She was 22 when that came out? Damn. Time flies. Wow. She 41. Woof. I'm sorry, y'all, that feel old. My bad. Jesus. But no, that was a big year, man. That album, all of those songs are on the playlist, though. Or at least most of her hit, or at least that year. So Happy's on there. Foolish is on there. Unfoolish, remember the remix and another one. And Baby. I remember there was this girl I went to school with. She kept playing that song over and over and over again. Wearing that motherfucker out. Wearing it out. Baby. Yeah, it's on there. It's on there. Let's keep going. Justin Timberlake had a big year. So the next song on the playlist is Señorita. Right? That year, 2002, he had like four hits on that album. I wanna rock your body. As a matter of fact, speaking of, let's take a step out of that. Pharrell had a big year that year. I think he produced Beautiful that came out that year. He had the joint What Y'all Trying to Do with Nori that year. Like, all of that is on this playlist, by the way. I feel like this is an infomercial for why you got to get a CD. Remember back in the day, they used to have them infomercials be like, hey, man, you know, let me get one of them. Remember, this is the Hey Love mix CD, volume 5. Oh, no, my brother. You got to get your own. I'm sorry. All right. Anyway. Because here's the thing on this playlist, too. When I was 15, we liked hip-hop and we liked R&B. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and let's be honest, too. Like, we weren't digging. When we were 15, we weren't digging for the deep cuts. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us, some of us really did like the albums and certain things on albums. But for the most part, we can only hear we only like what we heard on the radio. I'm going to tell you one thing, though. When I was 15... Right? When I was 15, I was still living in Philly. My girl was from Philly. Philly had a big year that year. Outside of like R&B. So I put Music Soul Child stuff on there. But bruh, nigga, that was the year the movie State Property came out.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
That was the year the movie State Property came out. Matter of fact, me and my girl went to go see another movie and snuck in the movie to see State Property after that. We went to go see that joint right over at 69th Street. And here's the thing. I wasn't even lying. First of all, I don't even go to West Philly like that. I'm from Uptown. We don't go to West Philly like that. Normally, I go to Cheltenham Mall, but I ain't want my parents to catch us. So we went all the way in 69th Street. All the way to, and let me tell you what kind of nigga I was back then too. Like, I was like, yo, I want to go to 69th Street because I wanted to catch the train with her, because that means that made the date longer. You know what I'm saying? So like, because where I'm from, you know, because she didn't live across the street, but her aunt lived across the street from me. She had more freedom than I was. So we went out. We had to catch the 57 where I live. You had to catch the 70 or the 57. To Fern Rock. I could have walked to Fern Rock, but that take a minute, you know. So I would go to like 55th and Godfrey, get on the 57, head on over to Fern Rock. You catch the orange, you catch the sub, and we get off at Market Street. Then you switch over, catch the L, get to 69th Street, go to the movies. Now that wasn't. I know they all sounded like that. Sounded like a lot, but that ride was literally only like 40 minutes. But it was the best 40 minutes because we were sitting there, we talking, you know, what we going to go see, you know what I'm saying, what you trying, you know, we just dumb shit. We would laugh at people on the train, all that. We had a good time. Anyway, never forget though, State Property came out, man. And I remember the Rock the Mic video. I remember there was like chicks in a like fighting in like a pool, a tub of like a pool, like a little kiddie pool. Like it was like women with fat asses in kiddie pools. It was weird. You know what I'm saying? And Beans and Freeway and all them was fighting in the video. You know what I mean? So I remember that. That's on the playlist. What else is on this motherfucking man? Sean Paul had a big year that year. That was when Dutty Rock came out. I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong. I used to call it Duty Rock. But anyway, Dutty Rock. Nigga, let me tell you something, yo. Now, that was, like, I think when I was 15, one of the things, too, was I was at basement parties. Like, that was premium basement parties. Chicks, like my shirt has your jean stains on them. Like, my white t-shirt has your jean stains because you were grinding on me. All right? I'll tell you what we was doing. Boom. We'll make it clap. And y'all was being fresh. Y'all was being fresh. Keep it a stack. Making your ass clap. You don't know anything about ass clapping when you 12 or 13. I wasn't grinding with 12-year-olds, but you get what I'm saying. Some of y'all was 12 and 02. Yeah. What else? This was 02. That was 02. I don't even need to go further than that. We was in the basement getting it in. Nigga, I'm trying to think, what was I wearing? I was wearing an 02. I remember I stocked up on some Jabos, but I stole them. Yeah, man, I went to City Blue. I was definitely on some boosting shit. I stole like three pairs of Jabos from City Blue. But like what I was doing was what you got to do is, and how I would steal is, I wouldn't steal the loud clothes. So like I didn't have the Jabo jeans with the orange strap or the blue strap. I mean, I'm sorry, with the orange strap or the green strap or the red strap, because I know my mom wouldn't buy me no shit like that. I had to steal shit that it looked like my mom would buy. Yeah, I know that's sad, but that's what I was doing when I was 15. Yeah, this playlist is fire. I want to go into that year, like a couple things, man. Like I remember in 02 with music when Jay-Z and R. Kelly dropped The Best of Both Worlds. And I just remember being real hype about that shit. And them niggas let me down, not because the album was trash, but because, like, yo, there was a whole sex tape, right? And then don't forget, y'all, like, we was sharing that shit. We was watching that shit. We was acting like that shit was top tier. You know what I mean? It's kind of sad when you think about it in hindsight. And 02. And I'm not trying to bring down the mood of this podcast. I'd say all that to say, there is a song from The Best of Both Worlds. There's a song. No, listen, man. Don't hate me. The last song on the album is one of the next to the, I mean, not the album. Last song, one of the last songs on the playlist is The Best of Both Worlds. Only because I'm not going to punish Jay-Z. Fuck R. Kelly, but I'm not gonna punish Jay-Z. Not to say that he needs that. Y'all probably look like Clint. He don't need that album to eat for the rest of his life. He doesn't. But I like what he was talking about on Break Up the Makeups. And yeah, I'm gonna put it on there. Fuck all that. You know, came out in 02. I'm gonna go here. What's up? Fresh is our turn, baby. Oh, man. Now, you know why I think that, you know, sending that song to somebody, you know, sending that to her back in 02. That, yo, I'm going to tell you true shit. Like, that song is definitely a song that you sing together loudly, obnoxiously, stupidly, like or stupidly, and have as much fun as you possibly can. That is one of those songs. You have to sing it off key. You got it. Yeah. Nigga, I got a quarter tank of gas in an E-class. He just wanted some shit to rhyme. There's no reason why you should have a quarter tank of gas in your new E-class. Nigga, that should always be on full Manny Fresh. Fresh, then maybe it's not your turn if you walking around here with a quarter with only a quarter tank of gas. You rich. Or at least that's what the album was called. It's called Hood Rich. Sorry if y'all can hear that in the background. Remember this? Talking about touching the vagina. You know, I was, you know what's funny? You know how people say, like, I was today years old when I found out the tweet was talking about masturbation. No, nigga, we knew then. It's like, yo, we knew then. I remember being 15. I was like, this about what? And a girl broke it down to me. She was like, yeah, you know, she talking about, you know, rubbing on herself and watching in the mirror. And but see, here's the thing, like, I don't, so ladies, I'm going to ask y'all a question real quick. Sorry for the people who listen to the music podcast and you're like, I don't want to hear this, but I don't care. Ladies, were you doing that to yourself when you were 15? Because I know what I was doing. I mean, it wasn't oops, you know, when I was 15, it was shit. It was, oh shit. I didn't know I could do this. Man, I'm just asking. I don't know if I was the only one who was on that, you know? And tweet making, not only just making a song about it, but really like saying, like, I like to look at myself when I'm doing it too. Like, that's some before her time shit, yo. Women just doing, y'all in y'all 30s, y'all just doing that shit now. Y'all being, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't bring up O2 without bringing up these guys. You know what that is? That's what I like about O2, man. I could just play a couple of joints, like 2 seconds from the joint. You're like, you know what time it is. I was definitely banging on my table when I was 15 at lunch. We all were. I couldn't rap, but I thought I could. I thought I could. We was at, like, yo, how much do your knuckles hurt from that shit? Being class, teacher taking the test. Like, you know what I mean? That was a good year, man. I mean, I didn't have a good year. I was in trouble a lot. But as I'm sitting back and I'm thinking about that, I was making this playlist about 20 years ago. I could give you an exact, like, I could tell you exactly where I was when I heard most of these joints. I could tell you that, you know, one of the fondest memories in all of this, you know, and I have to give them their flowers. You know, me and my girls at the time, we liked these songs because of the videos, and we liked these videos because these videos were on 106 apart, and we used to watch that together. Like, that was our show. Like, she came home from school, I came home from school, yo, we watching 106 together over the phone. She had DirecTV, I didn't, so her shit was behind me. But I remember that. We used to watch that together. And, you know, also real quick, B2K is on the playlist. I'm not really proud of that. I ain't like they shit when I was 15, but girls, for some reason, I don't understand why, but them niggas made it. Shout out to Omarion. Leave that man alone. Yeah, man. Yeah, I just came to bless y'all with a podcast real quick, man. I came to bless y'all with a podcast, bless y'all with a playlist too. I know I've been slacking. I know I ain't been doing them. I know I've been, kind of busy and not taking my time out to make them. But, you know, I was really, like, really sitting back and thinking about O2. And I really was thinking about, like, what my relationship looked like when I was 15. and it was innocent and it was fun and it had a lot of like good moments of like just clean. Like, I remember when we did this. I remember when we did that. I remember I asked her to get my finger. I asked her to get her, like when she got her nails done, I asked her to get my name on her finger. She never did it, but still, you know, enjoy the playlist. I want y'all to tell me where y'all was at in 2002. I want y'all to tell me, is there anything that I missed back in 2002? And I want y'all to, you know, really wear it out. Wear the playlist out, man. Wear it out. Go back down memory lane. Where were you? What were you doing? Who was you with? Who were your friends? Are you still friends with the people that when these songs, are you still friends with the people that you shared those joints with? Are y'all still friends to this day? That's it. That's all I got. I ain't gonna hold y'all hostage too long. That's what it is today. All right. This is a bonus episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is a new episode of Music is the Love Language. Please make sure you guys subscribe to the Patreon. I will be back. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over. You wanna keep it?
I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today at Lucky Land.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.